This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live.
Back. Thank you for tuning in and listening to the Saturday night edition of Free Talk Live.
It's not the kind of motorboat we were talking about.
I hate to leave our listeners not clued in, but that's what we're going to do.
Hey, if you want to know what we talk about during the break, come to New Hampshire.
Okay. Yeah. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Beakless Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
What's the telephone number?
It's 603-283-6160.
What's our website?
Freetalklive.com.
Nice.
Or LRN.FM. That's another good one.
So we were talking about scam, bankster fraud. Also known as Sam Bankman-Fried, facing up to a century after being found guilty
up
of...
Up to or more than. I thought it was like 110 years.
Potential century-long sentence is what the headline from Bitcoin.com reads. There have been other estimates, so, you know, somewhere around 100 years.
Okay.
Right, give or take 10, you know, I guess. I don't know. We'll see what happens. And then before we went to break, I talked about what is Denver doing to reduce gun violence, because they've implemented a thing.
Oh.
Now, I'm going to just pseudo-spoil it a little bit, because, in my opinion, it's, well, what they should have been doing the whole damn time. So, let's get into it.
Gun violence? Constitutional carry.
This from themarshallproject.org. One city's surprising tactic to reduce gun violence: solving more non-fatal shootings.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Whoa!
Was it Denver that was also, or Colorado, also trying out, like, not sending the cops to mental health crises?
I think that was either Denver or Seattle. I'm not sure. One of those two. But
either
way. You're right.
Yeah.
It sounds like just the sort of innovative police work that they might do in Denver. Maybe, just maybe, our cops are not, in fact, qualified psychotherapists.
Not at all.
So
qualified psychos.
So the first thing,
psychos with qualified immunity.
The first thing I thought of when I read this: one city's surprising tactic to reduce gun violence, solving more non-fatal shootings. So my first thought is, wait a minute.
So you could just do that?
They haven't been solving non-fatal shootings?
Well, of course not.
Where's the money in that?
Right.
The money in
that? Their job
isn't this what, you know, police, in theory, what we're taught in school or indoctrinated to believe
that
they do, right? They solve crime.
Children believe police do.
It's on all the TV shows, too. Adults believe it, too.
So it gets better. The sub-italicized headline reads, a Denver police unit started investigating all shootings like homicides. Now other cities are taking notice.
Actual police work being done by the police.
Like, wait a minute.
Shocking.
Like, wait a minute. So, first of all, in the case of shootings, they were not treating shootings equally. They were prioritizing the homicides where somebody died over the ones where, well, somebody lived. And you would think prioritizing the ones where somebody lived, got shot and lived, would be a higher priority than somebody who got shot and died.
Maybe. If you know, we talked earlier about, like, the psychopaths in cages, right? If there's a murderer out and about and he's killing people, you probably want to catch that guy before you go after, you know, the dude who got shot in a bar because he got into an argument.
That would be the same response. Is, hey, this is an active threat to human life.
Yeah.
Let's make sure that that's not around human life.
Yeah. Like the main guy, was it last week or whatever? Like, they shut the state down.
The main guy.
Right.
M-A-I-N-E.
Oh. The main
shooter.
The main man.
The main man. Right. But I mean, like,
the main man from Maine.
Try that in New Hampshire. See where it gets you. That's all I have to say about that.
I think it'll get in the same place.
Yeah, Maine's actually not that different gun wise than New Hampshire.
Yeah, it is.
No, it isn't.
I'll consult my expert if you want, but...
Well, no, I looked it up before I took a trip over there, and it's like, oh, I don't have to get a reciprocal piece of paper that says, oh, because you can carry in New Hampshire, Maine. It's just open carry. Open carry is fine there. Concealed carry is fine there. You don't have to get a permit or anything like that. So in that respect, it's similar.
The laws are similar.
Right.
But the culture is not.
Okay.
Like, you cannot just open carry and it be socially acceptable there.
Yeah, I went into the, I almost said it.
Well, it might not be socially acceptable, but you're not getting in trouble.
I went into the adult gentleman's club in Maine, and they wouldn't let me in while I was packing.
Right.
Right, so, you know, but that's...
And I didn't even have my gun on me.
But that... <Ba-dum-boom>. All right, so from the article... when Denver police sped to the scene of a shooting on June 27, 2022, they found a victim lucky to be alive and a case that could just as easily have been a homicide. A man and a woman had attempted to steal an unoccupied car that was idling at a gas station. When the owner chased them on foot, one of the assailants shot him in the face.
Ooh.
Somehow, the bullet deflected off of his mouth. He lost some teeth, but he didn't lose his life.
Nice.
The difference between life and death was a matter of inches or less, and in most big U.S. cities, that arbitrary outcome might also have determined whether the shooter faced justice. That's because major police departments devote far fewer resources to solving non-fatal shootings than they do to fatal ones. Police generally clear about half of homicides by arresting a suspect, or in the extraordinary circumstances by determining they cannot, for example, if the suspect died. But when the victim survives, departments in some cities make an arrest in fewer than 1 of 10 shootings, according to data gathered by the Marshall Project. The Marshall Project, by the way, for those of you who don't know, is a nonprofit newsroom covering the U.S. criminal justice system. So hopefully they're somewhat unbiased when reporting this type of stuff.
Again, still not a fan of the police and its current funding scheme.
Right.
But a move in the right direction should be golf clapped for, applauded ever so slightly.
Right. But not
wow,
a,
police
but
do your, doing what people do believe job. Police do.
Yes.
Well, and it, like, it, this is so, it really just irked me reading this article before the show. But not in Denver, as the car thieves would learn. In the past few years, the Mile High City has set out to end the disparity between how police treat homicides and near homicides, and other cities are taking notice. In 2020, responding to an uptick in gun violence, the city's police department adopted the uncontroversial but unusual approach of seriously trying to solve every non-fatal shooting.
Good.
Let that sink in for a second.
So up until now, so first of all, only in Denver... Right now,
are they seriously try to solve
every
non-fatal shooting?
Yeah, every other city, they don't seriously try.
There are people out there just sort of shooting people, and they try to solve maybe some of them.
You go to Chicago, they're not
trying
at all.
Seriously try and solve all of them.
Right. So up until now, 2023, or 2022, I guess when this was written, police departments did not seriously attempt to solve all shootings.
Right. Well, but we knew that.
Right. We knew that.
We knew that.
And, I mean, part of it is just very clearly that you get a lot more credibility when you're like, hey, I solved this many murders, as opposed to, hey, I solved this many non-fatal shootings.
You'll never guess how
which is backward, because those are the ones you really want. Like, there's someone out there shooting people. You want to track those people down.
Yeah.
You'll never guess how they went about accomplishing this task.
You're right.
No, actually, you guys probably guess it spot on, so I'm not going to ask you for your responses. I'm just going to go on and read the rest of this. The officials created a new unit.
A task force.
The Firearm Assault Shoot Team, or FAST, devoted solely to the task. FAST, a Firearm Assault Shoot Team. Over the last 3 years, FAST has cleared hundreds of shootings, arresting suspects or issuing warrants for their capture at nearly triple the department's previous rate for these violent crimes.
Okay.
So they could have been doing this.
They could have been doing this the whole time.
Where'd they get all these new detectives?
The effort has shown that when
beat cops,
right?
The effort has shown that when detectives have the time, resources, and commitment, they can resolve most shootings.
Okay. Wouldn't you know it? Detectives are actually pretty good at detecting when they feel like it.
When they're committed.
That we also already knew.
Yeah. And
when they track down protesters to like their Etsy account for the shirt they were wearing on the smudged camera video
from the J6 or whatever
it is, right? Mm-hmm. Go like, we know exactly who that is.
I know they
can do the work.
I know a person who wasn't at January 6th at the DC, but he was at like a capital of another state taking part in a protest, and he got a visit. From a federal, the FBI or Homeland Security or something like well, we saw you on video when you were at the Capitol on January 6th at the protest, and like, am I being detained or am I free to go? Right, basically how that conversation.
There was a lot of people at that protest,
Yeah,
but they caught them all.
Did you visit every single one of them?
They were.
Honestly, it wouldn't surprise me.
They were.
That's what they're doing instead of stopping the people who we know have shot human beings in, for example, the face.
Yes. But that's the thing. So when they want to arrest people, they have the tools, they have the technology, we already know how they get the resources, they spend the time. Right, the January 6th people, they went, they did their protest, they went home, and like a year later, they get a knock on the door and they're arrested for just whatever it is they're accused of doing at that time.
See, being in the wrong protest, arrested, shooting someone in the face.
That's fine.
Maybe someone will eventually get around a little later.
But they're picking them off individually.
Oh, yeah.
Right, they protested as a group. And they're being arrested individually. You got to stick together, man.
All right, so this effort in Denver has shown that when detectives have time, resources, and commitment, they can resolve most shootings. Go figure. And
taxes will go up as they need more resources.
And it raises uncomfortable questions about why police departments across the rest of the country do not.
Lack of motivation and no income for it.
Quote,
Well, and really sincerely, they have no competition.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Quote, the only difference between a non-fatal shooting and a homicide is luck, unquote, said Paul Pazin, the former Denver police chief who launched FAST in 2020. Policing shouldn't come down to luck. But it does, because y'all have no incentive. No incentive to do what this particular team is doing. Historically, Denver's gun murder rate has been about average amongst large American cities. Minorities have borne a disproportionate share of the violence. An analysis by the Public Health Institute at Denver found that black people in Denver were about five times as likely to be murdered with guns as white people between 2011 and 2015.
But don't say who they're being murdered by, because then you get accused of stuff.
But the police department usually solved the homicides. In 2013, the U.S. Justice Department selected the city for a report on best practices for making homicide arrests. Like other high-performing homicide units, Denver's was a single team of rigorously vetted officers who had undergone special training and worked intensively on a handful of cases at a time. Ideally, a homicide investigator leads no more than three cases per year, according to Justice Department reports.
That seems low.
Non-fatal shootings were not treated the same way, however. These crimes fell to officers in each of Denver's six police districts who were handling all manner of cases and upwards of 250 a year. So it's a stark difference between 3 and 250.
Yeah, let's meet in the middle somewhere, because 3 seems like a lot of walking around and donut eating time.
Yep. Yep.
And 250 seems like you're not going to get anything done.
Right. Pazin once asked an investigator why it was difficult to solve non-fatal shootings. We can run pretty good on the case for about 48 hours, he recalled, the officer telling him, but then more cases come in. And if I have trouble getting a hold of witnesses, if I have trouble getting a hold of the victim, then this case often gets pushed to the back burner. Uncooperative witnesses are a regular part of police work, but when given a choice between overcoming these hurdles and addressing a competing priority, a burglary ring or a series of auto thefts, busy officers can set aside investigations of non-fatal shootings to focus on crimes where they felt they could make more of a difference. Doesn't this sound like low-hanging fruit to you guys?
It does.
Like, cops are getting cased in. They're like, okay, well, let's get a hold of a witness. Let's get a hold of a victim. Let's get a hold of, okay. We got voicemail, and, you know, went to their house. They didn't answer the door. Oh, look, another case. Oh, look, we know this guy. Let's go arrest him.
Think about your job or my job or whoever's job, right? You are often faced with, like, multiple tasks to do at your position.
Yeah.
And if you hit a stumbling block on a particular task, right, you can power through it if you can. But if you're waiting on resources, like witnesses to come forward and testify, and something else comes in your inbox, you're not going to let your inbox pile up while you're waiting on this one thing.
You know,
just move on.
I'm just pointing out that, like, this is an obvious flaw. In the system, right?
I wouldn't go that far. Okay. It's a prioritization and incentivization issue. I don't know if it's a flaw.
Well, yeah, when you have more work than you can actually do, you're bound to triage at some point.
Sure.
What they should have been doing all along, of course, is saying, hey, things that are less than, say, people shooting people, we don't really need to deal with.
Right.
But people shooting people are things that are really important.
Right.
And sure, some of them we can't get done for whatever reason. Right. We can't. The witness isn't coming forward. Yeah. We don't have the evidence.
The prioritization and the incentives are backwards.
Right.
The witness being held up is a difficult hurdle to overcome. Like, how are you?
Yeah,
if you're doing investigative work, and
some of these things would still be a problem even in a free market.
Right.
But the incentives would be in the right direction.
Going on, they'd walk away from these cases, citing the victim's refusal to cooperate, recalled Mark Clark, who commands the Major Crimes Division.
Even in a free market, private detective, right, if he hits a roadblock and another case comes in, that's going to pay.
Right.
Right. He's going to work that case harder until he hits another roadblock as well.
The department couldn't even measure its performance investigating non-fatal shootings because it didn't have a system for counting them.
Okay.
This is a failure.
Someone should have
a
system
failure
for counting non-fatal shootings?
They didn't have a system for counting them.
Hey, Bob.
Have they heard of numbers?
Hey, Bob. How many non-fatal shootings are you working on?
Yeah.
I don't know, about 17, Captain. Hey, Larry.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow, I believe you've just devised a system by which we could count such things.
They are bureaucrats. They just have to have forms laying around, don't they?
I'm sure there's a form for it somewhere.
How? I don't believe that there's not a form for that.
Do they know what a spreadsheet is?
Right?
You know, do they have data entry clerks? Do they, you know... At any rate, in the department's databases, non-fatal shootings were grouped with other aggravated assaults, be they committed with knives, vehicles, or fists. Non-fatal shootings got lost in the pool of incidents, which was 50 times larger than that of homicides. In 2019, Denver's analysts had to perform a tedious hand search of thousands of aggravated assault cases, flagging those involving firearms, to conclude the department had cleared by arrest just one.
So, again, I want to know, like, if they're going to hang their excuse on the witnesses, right? How were the new detectives with more time and energy able to compel those witnesses to talk or to come forward or to go out and?
Great question.
Okay.
Philip Cook, a professor emeritus at Duke University and one of the country's most foremost economists of crime. You can be an economist of crime?
Oh, man. Should have taken that.
Said, this is typical of police departments and bad policy. So everything that we just read and everything we sort of just, you know, complained about is typical of police departments, and also they typically have bad policies. If the justice system aims to incarcerate those with a high likelihood of harming others, there are few people more important to detain than those who have shot and almost killed someone else, particularly given that the victim of an unresolved shooting might be motivated to retaliate with violence on their own. Inconsistent policing,
as they have a right to do.
Inconsistent policing of gun violence also undermines any role the justice system plays as a deterrent, since evidence shows the certainty of punishment is more important than its severity for discouraging reoffending. In the book he co-authored, Cook hypothesized that allowing shooters to act with impunity likely demoralizes their communities, erodes trust that law enforcement is capable of keeping the peace, and makes it harder for officers to win the cooperation of witnesses. To which I say, derp.
Go on like, and buy a gun.
Captain Obvious, coming at you. Right?
If you're going to chase someone down who just almost stole your car, you should be armed in that pursuit.
So,
just in case.
I'm actually concerned about this new concept of crime economics. So do we have, like, modern monetary theorists out there inflating crime statistics and Austrians out there going like, no, these are the real numbers?
It's a new field of evolutionary capitalism.
Oh, God. And he's on hold, too. But before we go to him, let's go to this other caller. Unscreened caller, what's your name? You're live on the radio.
Larry.
Hey, Larry. Where are you calling from?
Hi. I'm calling from Chicago. How you doing?
Hey, we're good. What's on your mind tonight? You're on Free Talk Live.
Listen, I haven't heard anyone talk about the shooter, okay, in Maine that all of a sudden killed himself. And I think, you know, something like that's occurring a lot in the U.S. because of they want to put more gun laws to take our guns away, our Second Amendment.
Oh, yeah, they came right out and said that immediately after it happened.
Yep. Look, another AR-15 being used in a mass shooting.
We need to make assault weapons illegal, and to which I've responded to many politicians online. Okay, great. Show us how it's done. Ban all weapons from government first.
Well, yeah, and you know, that's the hypocrisy of that. And I got one more topic, and I don't think it's talked about a lot, is that do you ever guys have a caller talk about Rome? You know, Rome, you ever heard of all roads lead to Rome?
The Roman Empire.
Well,
when in Rome.
Yeah.
Apparently men think about it every 7 minutes or so, after sex.
Okay. Well, they haven't changed. You know, they're still trying to conquer the world. And
the Roman Empire.
About it, yeah, and it's, look, you know, everyone says it's the Jews. It's not the Jews. Look,
it's the Jews.
You know,
it's the Romans.
Well, just hear me out. Just hear me out.
All right.
Is that they run the hospitals. They run the schools. Okay, what else? They run the universities. And it's, they're very powerful.
These are some extraordinary claims.
Well, but, I mean, it's just nobody is actually pointing the finger to them of all this havoc that's going around the world. And you know, with the...
So are you talking about Italians?
A very specific sect of Italians, the Romans.
I'm talking about... It's not, it has nothing to do with
Catholic Church.
Religion. It's just talking about them. You know who you can... You know who you can interview...
Go ahead, make it quickly.
If you know you can interview with Johnny Cerruti, he'd be happy to talk to you.
Have him call in.
Thanks for the call, Larry. 603-283-6160. More about this new technique that the city is using to reduce violent gun crimes. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
U.S. USA News update. President Biden and the First Lady offered their condolences to the victims of the recent mass shooting in Lewiston, Maine this week. During their visit, they met with first responders, healthcare providers, and the affected families. The shooting at a bowling alley and restaurant resulted in the loss of 18 lives and injuries to 13 others. The Israel-Hamas conflict has entered its 29th day, and Secretary of State Antony Blinken, during his visit to Israel, called for a temporary ceasefire to secure the release of hostages. The death toll in the conflict has surpassed 10,000 people. Additionally, there are plans to allow for more foreigners and injured civilians to leave Gaza by crossing the border into Egypt. Americans are preparing for the end of daylight saving time this weekend. On Sunday, clocks in most states across the U.S. will be set back 1 hour. While not everyone is pleased with this change, efforts to eliminate the time change through legislation in Congress have yet to make any progress. Skip Kelly, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Sunday moment, but no.
You know who doesn't get enough credit? Super Dave Osborne.
Super Dave Osborne?
Okay. Have you ever seen, like, the Super Dave skits?
I know a guy named Super Dave.
Okay.
But, like, it's not him.
All right. Never mind.
So.
Moving on.
Okay.
Do the normal intro.
So, I actually
wanted what to do.
I wanted to talk about what we were talking about. So, I have a solution.
Well, hang on. We have to tell people what the show is.
Do we?
Yes.
They're tuning in. They know.
I don't think they do.
Do they?
What if they're just tuning in?
Well, if you're just tuning in,
it's Free Talk Live. What's the phone number?
603-283-6160.
Who are you?
Hi, I'm Richie Rich.
Who are you?
Peakless Mountaineer.
Who am I?
The Captain.
All right. All right, go ahead.
Give the phone number again, though. You got to do it twice. That's the rule.
603-283-6160.
All right.
And don't tell me what to do.
Surely.
That's how you get libertarians to do things, is telling them what to do.
Before you go on with your thing, let's go to Screechy.
Do we have to?
No, but we did.
You boy.
Yeah, you're boy. A boy, all right.
Objectively undefeated and the greatest evolutionary capitalist ever. Skeeter 6ix9ine.
It's because you're the only one. Oh, wait, no, you're not. Yeah. So you're not undefeated, actually. Because Richie Rich is now our favorite What is it?
Evolutionary capitalist.
Yes.
I don't
branching out
tattoo.
Into the field of criminal economics.
He identifies as such.
A tattoo. He need a tattoo that says.
Dude, he's not going to bring the little midget with him wherever he goes. Okay, this isn't Fantasy Island. He's not carrying Hervé Valachez around with him so that he can go the plane.
I mean, which tattoo do you want? I've got like several.
So I got 5 points. I can get through them quickly, and you can pick which one you want to debate. So
pick one.
The one you want to debate.
No, but there's so many lies I have to dispel. You know? So, for instance, on Thursday, I want to address Jay's lie.
Start with that one.
Let's skip over that one
because Jay's not here. You want to call in and talk about something Jay said? Call in and talk to Jay.
I can't. What's her face doesn't answer my calls?
Gee, I wonder why.
I can't call him on that. Okay, so number two, then. Anyways, I'll just create
a quick
executive order. Executive Order 1110 is a JFK myth. He didn't want to introduce silver as money or introduce the U.S. No, he wanted the Federal Reserve notes to come into existence. That's what Executive Order 1110 is.
No, actually fair. Like, that is a myth that gets propagated around our circle.
Okay, that's the one. You get to pick that topic, and Peekless will take it.
Yeah, that's absolutely fair. Is that JFK? They say he was assassinated because too late, man. You picked it. I mean, this is a Ghostbuster scenario. We're doing the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. I'm sorry, it's happening. This is happening. You can accept it. He didn't want to take us off of the dollar and institute like a silver-backed dollar or any of the other versions of this that you hear. No, he got assassinated for obvious reasons. Reason number one being promising to dismantle the Central Intelligence Agency.
So you're with Skeetballs on this one.
Yeah, I'm with him on this. Like, that is a myth that gets propagated around Federal Reserve hating groups. And it's also a myth that gets propagated about Abraham Lincoln. Which Abraham Lincoln did the exact opposite of that. Like, Abraham Lincoln actually created a fiat currency system before the one that we're on now.
How do you kill a giant stone Abraham Lincoln?
And silver isn't money. Let me just put that in.
Wait, Scooter, hang on. How do you kill a giant stone Abraham Lincoln?
I don't know. I don't know. Okay,
with a giant stone John Wilkes Booth.
Okay. Borders are objectively real and enforced with real walls and force.
No, that's changing topics. We can get to this one topic.
Yeah. All right, bye, Scooter. Had enough of that guy. I wonder why, other hosts don't want to take his call.
It's not good with the females, except his mom.
Yeah. I do want to go back to the main shooting thing, though, and point out that there's a really simple fix for all of the mass shootings. You have to take away the gun-free zones.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah.
Wait, did that happen in the gun-free zone?
Yes. Yes.
I was going to say
just like every other mass shooting. And, I mean, maybe not literally, but nearly literally every single mass shooting, all of these so-called active shooters, they go to gun-free zones.
So, okay, you're probably right, and yet do we not want to then still leave it up to the private property owner to declare their area gun-free or not?
Well, if it was a private property owner, that would be one thing.
It was a bowling alley and a restaurant. I mean, I don't think it was a state-owned bowling alley or a restaurant.
Mm. Well, a lot of these get done in government facilities.
Right.
That's
so
why
when
I'm
you have a private property owner. Well, and here's one thing to really change in the culture is that realize that you are taking your life into your own hands by entering a gun-free zone. You might think that it's all fun and games. We're just going to go bowling, but no, that bowling alley does not allow anyone to effectively defend you.
Well, and who was the mall shooter? The Duggins drill or something. I can never remember his name.
Not the Vegas guy, but the Minneapolis guy.
Maybe. I don't remember.
Are you talking about the one where it was a gun-free zone, but he was breaking the rules.
Right.
And thus it was not a huge issue because he just immediately took the guy down. I think we should take all
of the gun-free zones and turn them into free gun zones.
Well, again.
There you go.
If the private property owner makes a declaration that he doesn't want this on the property, much like you packing at the strip club there, Kevin, right? You're like, if they're not going to let me carry in, I'm not going to patronize this business, right? You have a voluntary ability to not go to gun-free zones. If you want to be safe at the bowling alley, right, then either you break the rule, you don't go, you go to a different bowling alley, or you start your own bowling alley that allows guns, and you can say, like, this is the safest bowling alley in the state, or whatever, because we allow our patrons to be armed, and our staff is armed, and if you walk in here, you know, brandishing anything, right, you will be quickly put down.
Hey, let's,
that's the rule. That's the agreement on the front door as you walk in.
Let's check and see. We have an unscreened caller. What's your name, please?
Yeah, Brian.
Hey, Brian. Where are you calling from?
On the road. All right. 189.
All right. You're live on the radio on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind tonight?
I must have got the wrong number. I was actually looking for the three girls talking about Israel.
We have the wrong number for that.
Yeah, definitely the wrong number. Thanks for the call, Brian.
Well, we can still talk about Israel.
Yeah, let's go to this other unscreened caller.
I think it's worth talking about.
Unscreened caller, what's your name?
John.
Hey, John, where are you calling from? You're live on Free Talk Live.
Randolph Mutt.
All right, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, it's the same thing. I'm getting a different show here on the phone than on the radio. It says, is Bonnie in her two sidekicks?
Interesting.
She was talking about White Phosphorus.
Okay.
And Vietnam era was called Willie P, and it's a very, very...
So it is open phone, so we can talk about it. I don't know what Bonnie was talking about, so you got to fill us in, and then we can share our thoughts and opinions if you'd like to hear them.
Oh, she said that Ian has sent her a show prep about Israel using white phosphorus.
I have heard that story as well. What is your take on it? Is it a war crime?
I remember it was used to be called Willie P in the Vietnam era. I'm an old fart, you know. And it's a very nasty weapon.
Supposedly banned by some war agreement, international war agreement.
Well, Bonnie's going like, the hospital let these people go in one day, and it was just a little respiratory illness. So it's either two different things we're talking about. It's not making sense, anyway. So what's happening tonight? Why is this Bonnie on the live terrestrial radio?
Yeah, I'm not going to do tech support, but thanks for the call, man. I don't know what's the phones are supposed to be playing the current show.
He said on terrestrial radio. So are we certain that our broadcast is going out over the airwaves,
or are they in fact playing a canned episode?
Let's take a look. We are connected. We are broadcasting to GCN. It's possible that one of our affiliates is playing backfill.
Okay.
Right? Because, you know, maybe they don't carry the whole show or something like that, or they only carry certain hours or certain nights. Sometimes our affiliates will use our show as, we'll call it evergreen material.
Yep.
So if they have to, you know, they had a football game that ended early or went late or something, they need to fill an hour or something, they'll play one of our episodes. So
just, you know. Coincidental that it happens back to back.
I thought that he was saying that the hold show was different than the live show.
He said that, and then right before he cut him off, he said, "Why do I hear Bonnie on terrestrial radio?"
He also sounded intoxicated, so I'm not sure he exactly knew what he was talking about. But
I would chalk it up to coincidence if the caller right before hadn't also raised serious claims.
Let's see what happens.
Yeah.
We'll see what else
we'll just carry
transpires. 603-283-6160 is the phone number if you'd like to join us. I did just quickly look up something about white phosphorus. Apparently, it was used in operations in Gaza and Lebanon, put serious risk to civilians long-term, blah, 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 blah. So, yes, that did happen, according to HRW.org, Human Rights something, Human Rights Watch.
Strange that Bonnie would claim that it's no big deal because they were, like, released the same day from the hospital, though. That's
worth
the discussion.
I didn't get to hear Bonnie's show when she talked about this.
Maybe.
So, again, I have no idea what Bonnie said about it. And I don't want to dwell on it. If you want to talk to Bonnie about it, call in tonight when she's posting.
If she'll answer your call.
Well, if your name's not Skeeter. You're likely to get on.
If you're not her boy.
If you're not her boy.
the evolutionary capitalist.
I'm offended by that, as the foremost evolutionary capitalist on the planet.
Why not the five most? Or six most? Why is it the foremost?
Because there's only like two of us right now. We're trying to build an even
number. So are we the three most?
I mean, if you want to join me in the evolutionary capitalism, like, you're more than welcome.
I'm starting to channel nobody at this point. Because you see,
there needs to be a cryptocurrency to solve this.
You have four arms, and four arms is an odd number of arms to have, but four is an even number. Therefore, you have an infinite number of arms.
And that's why Alexander the Great was...
had an infinite number of arms.
There you go.
All right, so
the only number that's odd and even is infinity.
We have a lot to cover, so...
Not even a number.
I think we've, talked enough about this Denver thing. There's more to it, and it's just as depressing as you think it is, where, you know, they're finally like, hey, if we just put a bunch of time and effort into solving these crimes, we can actually do it.
In a world where the police actually did their job.
Yeah.
When you actually solve these crimes, you have less of these crimes. Wacky.
Yeah, it's... I will post this article from themarshallproject.org to all of our...
They've only got like a year's worth of data, though, so, you know.
So anyway, I want to move on because we have a lot to cover tonight. This from the AP. L.A., Los Angeles, not Louisiana. L.A. Police Department says YouTube account suspended after posting footage of a violent attack.
Okay. YouTube is finicky like that, so what is their gripe?
The LAPD said Saturday its YouTube account was suspended by the company after the department posted video of a violent assault in an attempt to get the public's help, and that its appeal for reinstatement was denied.
Good. Move to library. Oh, wait, you can't, because you guys shut it down.
The department's announcement was posted on social media site Twitter. It was their announcement. Because, you know, they were shut down on YouTube.
We're going to Twitter.
Yeah, they had to post it on Twitter.
Twitter will take anybody right now.
Twitter will let us put violent content out there.
Think of the amount of people who were trying to do exactly what this police department was trying to do. Like, I'm going to post this footage because I need some help. Right. Here's a porch pirate, right? Here's a, you know, guy got into a fight in the parking lot and, you know, just happened to get it on my phone, but it's a violent attack, so, like, YouTube takes down your channel.
Hey, right? Man, I'm part of the Live Leak generation, so don't even come at me with that.
The what generation?
The Live Leak.
Live Leak?
Oh, yeah. You're too old. You're too young. I'm getting a thumbs up from the producer, man.
Are you sure that's a thumb?
Felt like a thumb.
All right, all right. LAPD officer Drake Madison said Saturday he did not have details on when the department was notified of the suspension from YouTube or when its appeal was denied. YouTube, which is owned by Google, did not immediately respond to an emailed request for comment on Saturday. The YouTube channel for LAPD headquarters has been suspended after we posted a video of a brutal attack in Pacific Division asking for the public's help in identifying the suspects.
Man, that is bizarre. The government being treated like human beings.
Yeah. If only the government could treat humans like human beings.
Because the corporations really run things, and they went head-to-head with Google.
We have appealed the suspension and have been denied, the department said.
The violent offender was probably a CIA asset that had to be protected.
Yeah. The department sought the public's help in an October 26 news release describing a brutal assault in which two suspects punched a victim and struck the victim in the head with bolt cutters. All right. That sounds brutal. Detectives wanted help identifying the two suspects. The accompanying video on the news release was removed for violating YouTube's terms of service, according to a note on the video. The department said it will continue communicating critical information to the public on its website. Video of the assault remains posted on Twitter.
Wow, it's almost like if you throttle free speech, we can't freely communicate with each other.
Oh, weird, huh?
Yeah.
YouTube is not a free speech platform, man.
No,
it never has been.
Nor is Twitter.
Twitter at least purported to be in the beginning and realized that
it claims it wants to be, but it isn't.
You're correct. It is not. And I will step out on the limb and say... Nor should any platform be. It's a failed model.
Mm.
Being a free speech platform?
Yes.
Works for library.
Okay. library has like no headway and already got shut down by the SEC or whomever.
Yeah, in fact.
Right. And now it is immortal.
Okay.
Well, Library and Odyssey
both. You struck
both.
It down, and now it has become more powerful than you can possibly imagine.
Has it?
Well, they both still exist.
Yeah.
So, and I don't know, they're technically not even DAOs, and perhaps they will become DAOs, but
okay.
I think it's going to depend on voluntarists coming together and developing upon it in order for that to happen, because the people officially, Odyssey Inc., right, Library Inc., the people involved in building that have sort of washed their hands of it as per the government's
sure.
order.
Mm-hmm. But it was always a niche market.
Yes,
and you're not gonna expand that to the masses.
Yeah. So, but also like the government couldn't actually take it down either,
because
of its decentralized nature.
I don't care about it being taken down. I'm speaking primarily on popularity and use.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
You can offer a free speech platform, and then it will get overrun by the worst speech available. And the people who value high-quality speech will move away from it. And all you'll have left on your free speech platform is the lowest possible speech that people are willing to speak.
Not currently what's happening on Library.
Because it's still niche, man. It's not going to grow.
Okay. So a niche platform can offer free speech and be effective at it.
And that's what Twitter did in the beginning, and then they expanded and realized that the model doesn't work. It doesn't. It's not a growth model.
All right. Well, let's move on then. This from BitcoinMagazine.com. Cease and desist. The Federal Reserve threatens to sue Bitcoin Magazine.
Dun, dun, dun.
What would they possibly sue Bitcoin Magazine for?
Bitcoin?
The U.S. Federal Reserve is threatening to sue Bitcoin Magazine, alleging apparel that parodies its FedNow system.
Oh, man.
Is not protected speech, but copyright infringement. This is a classic fair use case, in my opinion. Basically, they've made T-shirts that say, cease and desist, FedNow, on these shirts. The U.S. Federal Reserve is taking legal action against Bitcoin Magazine in an attempt to silence criticism of its recently launched FedNow interbank clearing and settlement services. You know way more about this than I do.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the FedNow system is basically the backbone for a central bank digital currency. It's not what we think of as a CBDC because it's not what they call a retail. So it's not there for people. It's there for banks. But if they make a central bank digital currency, it is likely to be built on top of FedNow.
Right, right. So the banks can communicate with the banks when
right.
when people need to do transactions.
Right. Right.
How does Ripple fit into all of this?
That's the other option. So if they don't want to build a CBDC on top of the FedNow system, they can use Ripple's investigation of possibilities and build it there.
Okay. I feel like Ripple got there first, and then no one understood it except for, like, the upper echelon of the elite brainiacs, nerds.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, there's also the issue that if you didn't pay off the right people, they're not going to use your system. So Ripple went ahead and, like, investigated all these possibilities for how to build a central bank digital currency on a system like theirs that is very likely to never get put on their system.
Okay.
In a letter sent to the publication by the Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago, the Central Bank of the United States is claiming that Bitcoin Magazine merchandise that parodies its services are not protected speech, but rather an unauthorized infringement of its image and trademarks. This is impossible to be an infringement of its image and trademarks, because in order to be an infringement, you have to prove a business monetary loss that this copy or whatever it is that they're claiming, right, is causing you to lose revenue. Totally, totally impossible to do because the government is not a business.
Well, so the Federal Reserve isn't actually government.
Oh, that's true.
Right.
It is.
So what's wacky, though, is their own accounting might actually be biting them on this. So because they're the Federal Reserve, they're the one system that's allowed to do this. So when they have a loss, they get to mark it up as a gain because they were going to give that money to the Treasury.
Mm-hmm.
And since it's a deferred loss now, it's a negative liability, so it's an asset.
How many of these T-shirts have been sold?
Yeah, that's a good question.
You're responsible for the $1 trillion hole in our books.
The dispute centers around the use of the FedNow service image and trademark in line of merchandise sold by Bitcoin Magazine that seeks to criticize the surveillance capabilities of the FedNow system and how it threatens American civil liberties. The Federal Reserve alleges that Bitcoin Magazine used the trademark without permission to mislead readers into believing a connection exists between the publication and the central bank. This is the most hilarious thing I've ever read.
That's a hard sell.
Yeah. Yeah, we all mistook Bitcoin Magazine for being part of the Federal Reserve.
Now, I will say
that's
this.
That's what happened.
They should, if they used the logo, like, intact, they should have altered it ever so slightly to make it look like a parody.
Well, I think they did.
Okay, well, then it's not.
But I haven't seen them side by side, right? They have a picture of one.
The system had a logo.
Yeah. Do you know the old CBS I logo? That's what the O in now, Fed Now, looks like. But it's got a red dot. But the circle, like the outside of the O is a circle, but the inside of the O is an oval with a red dot. Like the red eye is watching you, like Hal from, you know, what's that movie? The
Space Odyssey.
Yeah. Thank you.
But I mean, I remember, like, you know, the Enjoy Capitalism shirt that looked like Coca-Cola, right? Like, Coca-Cola didn't get all like, oh, you guys are using our trademark or our trade dress or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, it was clearly a parody of not trying to monetize the actual brand.
And if anything, that would just make someone thirsty for Coca-Cola and they would increase sales.
Maybe. That's why I try not to buy branded gear. I'm not paying money to free advertise your logo.
Right. Come on. Yeah.
Good call.
In response to the allegations, Bitcoin Magazine has penned an open letter to the Federal Reserve Financial Services Deputy General Counsel, Thaddeus Murphy.
Ooh.
Dear Thaddeus, this is the letter apparently. Dear Thaddeus Murphy, on behalf of the entire team at Bitcoin Magazine, I wanted to take the time to thank you for your thoughtful inquiry after having browsed our online store. We'll tell you more about what this letter said to Thaddeus Murphy, the Federal Reserve Financial Services Deputy General Counsel. Got more titles than I do. Coming up, 603-283-6160, hour number two, three. What hour are we in? Three? Thanks, Richie Rich.
We're going into hour three.
Hour three is next. True Talk Live.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.